Information-fueled, opinion-driven. This is the Dan Mandis Show, Super Talk 99.7.
106 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It is the Dan Mandis Show. 615-737-9986. 615-737-WWTN. Hey, coming up at 2:05, City Councilman Robert Swope will join us. Going to talk about this move to make Nashville not Music City, but a sanctuary city. That, again, is coming up at 2:05 here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. This came across my email, and I guess I just don't understand. This is a press release. And I guess what they're looking to do is they want Nashville to paint a whole bunch of crosswalks in rainbow colors to honor the LGBTQ community. Now, I guess my problem is that would taxpayer dollars go towards, I mean, I don't want to sound like a cheapskate or whatever, but I mean, you know, a couple of things just come to mind here. One, this is something that is happening in cities all across America. They've done it in Montrose, California. I think they did it in Houston. I think they've done it in Washington, D.C., and Austin, Texas, and some other places. The city of Atlanta also doing this as well. And I guess, I don't know, I don't understand why it is that we would spend a whole bunch of money on rainbow crosswalks to show the, and this is from the press release, to show this community, the LGBTQ community, that we see them, we care, and we want to honor them. Now, I guess the point is, one, it sounds like pandering, first of all, because that's not how you show people that you care and honor them and that we see them. But the other point of this is, okay, so what about all of the other groups that are out there? So are we also, if we're going to have rainbow crosswalks, are we also going to have, oh, I don't know, Black Lives Matter crosswalks? Mm-hmm. Are we going to have Asian crosswalks? Are we
How about chubby single redhead girl crosswalks?
I wasn't going to say it, but you know what? We could ask that very question, as a matter of fact. So I don't know. To me, it's like, oh, really? When does this ever end? I guess that's the bottom line here is, they don't mention in the press release, by the way, how they would pay for this. Now, I know in other cities, they've spent, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars to have rainbow crosswalks spread throughout the city. Now, I don't know, again, if this would come from private funding or if this would come from taxpayer dollars. Now, for the record, if somebody came in and it was a privately funded situation, people donated to the cause to have rainbow-colored crosswalks, if that's what they want to do, then knock themselves out, I guess. But to me, it just doesn't make any sense. Now, are crosswalks, they're usually white, correct? So is that, help me out here.
It just depends. Like the crosswalk over here between, across Demumbrium, going from the new skyrise there to the bars, that's not, I think that's like brick or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know that they're always white.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think Belle was saying, basically,
well, if they paint them, they're usually white or yellow when they use paint.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I don't know. To me, it's just like enough is enough already. You know what I mean? If this is something that is going to be taxpayer dollars, I have a problem with it. If it ultimately turns out to be like $250,000, which is what we've seen in some of these other cities, one, for the love of Pete, man, what kind of paint are you using? I mean, really? I mean, how
it's
much
expensive.
Is but, well,
apparently. I don't know.
How much does it take to paint a cross? I mean, this is
It's $37 an hour if you're a person painting it.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. Well,
they get paid a lot of money.
Do they really?
What if we wanted to do a Confederate flag crosswalk?
Yeah, we could ask that question.
I mean, seriously. I mean, rednecks have lives too.
Aren't you daughter of the Confederacy?
I am a daughter of the Confederacy.
So can we have a group, some crosswalks that honor the daughters of the Confederacy?
Absolutely not. You've got buildings all over this place trying to take down Confederate soldiers and what have you. So they would say absolutely not no. And, of course, I wouldn't want my tax dollars going for something like that.
But again, we don't know.
If I did it on my own private property, fine. But
sure. Or if it was, okay, now, would you have a problem if it was, as I was talking about, would you have a problem if it was private donations to?
Well, I would, because if you do it for one group, you're going to have to do it for them all. And then you're going to have chaos on your city streets.
And that's part of what I was saying, too. Okay, so now all of a sudden, we're going to start having all of these different colors, I guess, for the crosswalks and so forth. And again, Black Lives Matter, and I don't know, you know, What colors would you do for different nationalities? And I don't even want to get into that because then we're going to get into all kinds of trouble. By the way, Pamela, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I have this weird thing happening in my life once again. And Belle, you're going to participate in this as well. Because, and we talked about this, I think it was about a year and a half ago. And I'm going to get to serious stuff in a moment. But I'm in one of those time periods now, once again, where I'm being friended by all of these really weird women on Facebook. And I don't know why this is.
Did you change your profile picture to the picture I took of you yesterday?
No, but some guy said that I look homeless, by the way, on your page.
Yeah, you look like a beggar on 440 in Nolensville.
Yeah, it's like, thanks a lot.
Everybody has to take a shot. Everybody's got to take a shot.
We tried to get Dan to take a shot. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah,
no, I'm fine. Talking about but taking a shot at him.
I know, it was a joke.
Yeah, but anyway, so I've got all these women. And men as well, but mostly women. And it is clear that even though they've got a profile picture that looks like they are from the cornfields of Nebraska, you can tell that English is most certainly their second language, for the most part.
Now, cornfields from Nebraska in a pornographic way? Like, you know,
in a pornographic way.
Like the farmer with the really low cut.
No, not in that way, in any way, shape, or form. No, but if there is such a thing, if somebody could forward that to me. No, I'm totally kidding.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
Shut up, Belle. Don't help.
You just asked him to help.
Just told me to.
Anyway, all I'm saying is that now, this is a public service announcement, really, is what it is. Because I was talking to Belle before the program, and I was telling him of this conundrum, because what's happening now is I have all of these women who are trying to engage me in conversation on Messenger. And so I don't know if these are women that are listening to the radio show and they just want to say hello or whatever it is, or if these are women that like want my credit card and want to marry me so that they can become a citizen. You know what I mean? So I don't know if I'm supposed to be nice to these women or not, but what Belle said is actually kind of scary, because what I do, just so we're clear, so everybody knows, is I will engage them in a conversation. I'll say, okay, when have we met? And they always say, well, we've never met. It's just, in fact, one today said, well, I thought you looked handsome and I wanted to say hi. And I'm like, well, then I know that she's on either on crack or blind. And so I said, well, thank you very much, but I'm not interested. But the interesting thing is that this is all part of, and this is where the public service announcement comes in, is because apparently, Belle, what they're trying to do is they're trying to find a way into my Facebook page. And by the way, I did post this on the Dan Mandy Show Facebook page, this conundrum that I have, because it's not like most folks know who their friends are, and most folks know, theoretically, and most folks know who is in their sphere.
Yeah, but
we really don't, Pamela.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, we don't at all.
I don't want to be rude or dismissive of someone who might be a listener to the radio program.
Just ask the question, how long have you been listening to my show? And then if they go, what show? Then you delete and block.
I guess I could do that. But there's something nefarious about this, Belle. What were you saying to me? And this is...
A lot of times these are just fishing expeditions where they want you to add them as friends. They'll start posting things to your timeline, hoping that at some point you're going to click on it. You get a keylogger downloaded, and all of a sudden anything you're doing on that computer or your phone or tablet is being fed back to them.
You should have known this already, Dan. So I don't know why this is a conundrum for you.
Because I pay very little attention to these kinds of things. I just all of a sudden, yeah, if it's one or two women, whatever. But I mean,
I hear disappointment in your voice that you're learning that they probably aren't real?
No, I know that they're not real. They're real.
You don't know though if they're... That's what you were saying. Your dilemma is you don't know if they're listeners or you don't know if they're.
Yeah. No, I thought you were talking about maybe bots or something like that. But
they're Nigerian princes.
They are Nigerian princesses, whatever. Anyway, so just so people know, the other thing that I've noticed is if I will accept the friendship of one, then all of a sudden there's like a wave of them. And so then you start having the more, I guess, that you like or the you accept their friendship, the more will then start asking you for friendships. It's almost like they're all part of one big club. Hey, we got a sucker in Nashville, Tennessee. And then they start telling each other. And then The sucker club. That's exactly right. So
the Dan Mandis sucker club.
The Dan Mandis sucker club. Guy couldn't handle his bourbon, spit it out into the... Yeah, this is that guy in Nashville.
Dude, anyway. It's not as bad to say that you couldn't handle it. Just don't.
Don't say you spit it out. Stop. Yeah, please stop. But we keep trying to help you, and you just don't listen.
Oh, is that like a bad thing?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Very good. So anyway, the funny thing.
Bless his heart.
The other thing funny too is some of the names of some of these folks who are asking me for friendship on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Xavier Sebastian Shikwatu.
That's a guy's name, is it?
Is
not?
That? Yeah. I don't know, but
yeah, Xavier's male.
Yeah. So one of the things that clearly he's not American, but I mean, you look and you say, okay, this guy happens to be from a Nigerian or Nigeria.
Last time I checked,
like
the
that,
number one name for American sons was not Xavier.
That's exactly right. So now,
but that is one of the things about being an American, though, is you can never discount anybody's name as making them from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But my question is, why do you think it's a woman?
Why do I think what?
Because you kept saying these are all women.
I haven't clicked on it yet. I've got so many. I've got like 30 of these things that I'm trying to.
Well, the picture shows.
No, it's a picture of.
It's a little thumbnail.
No, it's the guy has a beach picture. A picture of a beach is.
Delete, 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 delete. And here's the other thing. On Facebook, if it also does not have a cover photo and it's just blank, delete, 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 delete. It's fake, it's fake, it's fake.
Well, the other thing is you look and see how many mutual friends you have with this person.
Well, with us, that doesn't count.
You're right.
You
it doesn't count.
You can't go with that.
And also, the more people that you accept that are strangers as a friend, then the more mutual friends you're going to have. Because, again, as I said, it's all about the soccer club. And they all realize now that, oh, this guy in Nashville is accepting all of our friendships. He must be an idiot. Let's all start friending him. And so now I've got to go through and I've got to start looking through and seeing who these people are.
Well, just set it up as let people follow you, and then you don't have to friend them at all.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
that's the way I've solved my problem. I'm almost at 13,000.
Well, you know,
I don't have room to friend anybody anymore.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's a whole article, and I'll share it with folks here in a bit, but on a woman who every single year, what she does is she goes through her entire Facebook friend, list or whatever it is, and she starts just eliminating them. And she says, well, if I haven't looked at something that they have posted over the past 6 months, and if it's not somebody that I would say, for example, invite to my wedding, she just starts blocking them or defriending them or whatever it is that you do.
There's no way you have that kind of time, though.
No, we can't do that. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go through 13,000.
You could if you have that kind of time.
I don't.
Yeah, well, I don't either. Now, Gary's in Bonacquan. But Gary, you're going to talk about something we were talking about a few minutes ago, and that is this apparent move for LGBTQ crosswalks painted a rainbow here in Nashville. And you brought up a great point. Go ahead, Gary. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, that's you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. You said something, to show that we care. And I don't really care, about them. That's their choice what they are, what they do. But anyway, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I don't see no crosswalks with anything for Vietnam veterans or veterans. Red, white, and blue. What's wrong with that? I mean, I don't know what LB, what all them letters, what they ever done for the country, but I know what the veterans have done.
And that's a great point. Gary, that is a great point. Now, I would be willing to bet, and Pamela, back me up on this.
All right.
I would be willing to bet that somewhere within Nashville, there are either statues, naked or otherwise, that honor the veterans. Maybe it's a crosswalk, maybe it's a statue, maybe it's something.
I don't know if there's naked ones, but...
or shirtless. But I guess that is the question is, to Gary's point, is there something in Nashville somewhere that honors the veterans? There must be. I mean, I can't believe that the city of Nashville here in the South...
Well, I mean,
well,
you've
we
got
Korean Veterans
that's
Boulevard.
What I was about to say.
There you go. There
and you've
you
got,
go.
And you've got the museum, Korean Veterans Museum here, don't you? I think we have one, or we're going to build one, or something to that effect. So, I mean, and, the city does change its lights when...
Police officers are shot, though.
But the LGBT community, when the
Don't forget the Q, Pamela.
That damn Q.
It's always the Q. We always forget.
Anyway, when the...
Well, they added it so late.
When the...
and now they've got all these other... Because don't they have Q, which we still can't figure out if is a Q for
can
queer
we just
or questioning?
Questioning. It's questioning.
Can we just abbreviate this down to the alphabet? Just say, say the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Well, you know, they
no,
started,
it's just the alphabet.
Didn't they start putting a little plus sign at the end so that just, that's everybody. So it's LGBTQ.
All but straight people.
Plus.
Anyone who's.
Next, there'll be a little like two squared up in the corner.
Actually, that's true. Is there.
It's everybody but the straight, basically.
I was going to say, is there an S in there somewhere?
Mm-mm.
I guess no.
All right, but the city changed its colors for, you know, when the Supreme Court made their ruling in favor of same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are things that we do as a city and as a state,
right,
you know, to honor people. But when you're talking about, doing the, what? When you're doing the crosswalks.
No,
I'm laughing at?
You know what? I'm laughing. I love my listeners, but I hate some of my listeners. You know why?
Why, squirrel?
Because all of a sudden, in the last 2 minutes, I am getting dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of Facebook friendship requests.
From, so they're all listening.
And they're all
and they're,
listening.
Are they all women?
It looks like it. And they're all,
this is why I don't have a work account.
And they're all really good looking, too. Well, most
see,
of them.
This is why.
This is very funny.
Dan was just trolling, I think, for more Facebook friends.
No, I wasn't.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
that's
that exactly what he just did.
No, listen.
We are on to you now.
Oh, both of you.
Oh, we are so on to you. That's exactly what you were doing.
That's totally not what
busted.
I was doing. Oh, you guys are full of hooey. First of all, if I was.
Hooey? Kiss your kids with that mouth?
No, they keep running
away.
For
the love of Pete.
No, all I'm saying, well, first of all, if you want to, if I was trolling for anything, it would be trolling for the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page, because that's the one that, for me, is more about bragging rights, is the, if you'd like the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page, that's the one that I'm always begging people to like.
You're trolling for Facebook friends on your Dan Mandis page.
I don't do anything on my page.
Apparently you do.
No,
I
don't.
A lot of women want to find out.
Hey. Celebrity is a powerful aphrodisiac.
Apparently not. John is on WTN. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
It's actually
two things about the Facebook friend request thing.
Yes.
If they lack the common courtesy and common sense to accompany their friend request with a, you know, private message, I don't accept the friend request because of business I used to be and I used to get tons and tons of them. But if they don't have that common sense and common courtesy, they're not somebody who wants to be my friend to begin with. And also, hey, just to touch upon, I am a veteran. We do have War Memorial Auditorium. We've got a couple of roads, Vietnam Veterans Parkway. There's no Korean War Memorial or Museum.
There's not a museum. I'm
War
sorry.
Memorial okay. Boulevard. So just wanted to comment on that, too.
Yeah, all right, John. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, so anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and take a break and start culling through all of these various.
You need some time, do you?
I need some time.
Hey, I can do that for you if you want to.
You know,
give me
maybe
the hours.
Maybe this weekend I have no plans. This weekend I'll go ahead and I'll just start going through all of these various. I can't.
Since you're trolling, then
not,
I would like
I'm
to
not
say
trolling.
I am less than 100 people from reaching 13,000. So if anybody wants to go ahead and follow me, now I'm at my friend
hey,
limit.
Can we just start taking?
But if you want to follow me, I'm out there
taking. Bets on how many times Pamela in one segment can talk about how she's at 13,000.
I don't need
followers.
To. I just
you've done
it.
You've done
I
it three
did it.
Three times in one segment. You've been able. And so basically, what you're doing is you're shaming me because I'm nowhere near 13,000.
No, I'm busting
you. No, you keep trying, but it's okay. That's fine.
You've
whatever.
Been busted.
I'm not. That's not what I'm doing.
See how he's on the defensive? That proves
I've barely
it.
Got over 100 Twitter followers on my work account.
See,
I don't want to hear
right,
it from
now,
either
Twitter,
of you.
Okay. Now, I
we
got to
take a break.
But I have yet to really get into the Twitter. I have some followers, and I follow people.
Right.
But do Twitter people have the same problem as Facebook people of what you were just describing earlier?
No, because anybody can follow you.
Yeah, anybody can follow you. It's not a accept kind of a thing. It's not an accept or not accept kind of a thing.
I think you can set it up that way. You can set up as a private account.
Yeah, you can, but then there's kind of like you're defeating the purpose. Can we take a break?
At 125, Super Talk 99.7 WD. You know, I think what we need to do, Pamela, is we need to give Bell the power of the time check. I think
that's
what
we
need
to
do.
125.
But we ignore it just like I ignore you.
It's 125 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Have we mentioned that Pamela has 13,000 followers on Facebook?
No, I'm a little
less.
Have
I mentioned we need to take a break?
It's like a little less than 100 before I'm at 13,000.
Is this summer finally? You're such a bragger. It's all about you. It's 125 on WTN. 138 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Dan Mandis Show. You know, I just love social media, and I especially love Twitter. So Jared Kushner, we all know, of course, the son-in-law for President Trump, also married to Ivanka. So I guess there's been this perception that Jared never speaks. And so he finally gave what I would say is a little speech, a little introduction to a get-together that was going on there in Washington, D.C. And for whatever reason, and Bill, I'm going to need some audio here, my man. For whatever reason, we have all of these people who are clearly Donald Trump haters who decided that it would be a good idea to criticize Jared Kushner's voice. Now, how would you describe Jared Kushner? This guy, he looks like straight out of just, he's got no facial hair. He's very, very straight-laced, I guess is the only way that I can describe Jared Kushner. Here's what his voice sounds like. I'm not exactly sure why people thought that this was such an interesting voice.
The VA has 532 forms on vets.gov.
That just sounds normal to me.
The majority of which are not accessible by modern browsers.
I mean, to me, it sounds like a very normal voice. But listen to what some people said on Twitter regarding Jared Kushner. And I'm going somewhere with this. Kind of disappointed. Jared Kushner is making his first public remarks, and he has not been hiding a cool Darth Vader voice at all.
The VA has 532 forms on vets.gov.
It's a very
normal voice.
The majority
of which are not accessible by modern browsers.
Oh my God, another one tweets. Jared Kushner's voice sounds exactly how you would expect it to sound, and you know that that was not a compliment. Another one. Jared Kushner's voice sounds weird. Another one. Another person says Kushner sounded like the smartest guy in the room if the room was a middle school. Another one. It's probably not fair to observe that finally hearing Kushner's voice is a major letdown. Sounds like he's giving an eighth grade valedictorian speech. Do you see the level of stupidity of people on the left and certainly on people from Twitter? After hearing Jared Kushner's voice, I understand why Ivanka was staring at Justin Trudeau with those hungry eyes. Another one. Who knew? Ivanka has a more masculine voice than Jared Kushner. And it just goes on and on and on. Now, I want to play for you the entire, not the entire speech, but about a 32-second soundbite. And instead of focusing on Jared Kushner's voice quality, why don't we listen to what Jared Kushner is talking about?
Most services still use paper forms, including 90% of healthcare applications and 86% of claims.
Talking about the VA and the Pentagon and how the veterans are trying to do everything they can to get the medical benefits that they need, but they simply can't do it because the technology within our government and within the VA is so bad.
Our veterans deserve better. And that's what we are going to deliver. Together, we will unleash the creativity of the private sector to provide citizen services in a way that has never happened before. We will foster a new set of startups focused on GovTech and be the global leader in the field, making government more transparent and responsive to citizens' needs.
Now, you would think that instead of all of these morons and all of these idiots on Twitter criticizing what Jared Kushner sounds like, why don't you focus on what he's saying? Which is that what they're looking to do is they're trying to get the private sector to help out with the absolute train wreck that is the infrastructure, the intelligence, the infrastructure, the IT, if you will, of our government. Of the Veterans Administration. And don't get me wrong, that was part of a far longer introduction. But the bottom line is Jared Kushner is doing what past administrations, frankly, have not done, which is fixing the problem that we have within our federal government as it relates to our computers and our servers and our programs that are seriously lacking and need to be updated in a big time way. So when you think about the level of dialogue that comes from the left, and by the way, I mean, I could connect this to that congressional race last night in Georgia, where the Republicans have been able to keep that seat Republican. And what was the level of the dialogue there? The level of the dialogue was at its worst, frankly, at its worst level, because the left was, again, doing what they're doing to Jared Kushner. They're making fun of the quality of his voice in Georgia, in the 6th Congressional District. They were trying to attack the Republicans based on racism and all the other things, all the very familiar attacks that we have seen time and again. So it's kind of the same thing, just in different ways. Attack Jared Kushner, not on what he's saying, but how he's saying it. Or attack Jared Kushner based on voice quality versus the ideas that he's bringing to the table. It's the same thing in Georgia. It's the same thing on a national stage. And that's why the Republicans are, what, 5-0 now as it relates to a lot of these special elections across the country? And I'll delve into that further as the program continues to progress here on WTN. One of the other things, by the way, and I don't know if Jared mentioned this during this whole presentation. I doubt that he did. But he was talking about how what the government needs to do is they need to get updated internet technology so that they can do better to help the veterans deal with the VA. Well, listen to this story, because it not only affects our veterans, but it affects our taxpayer dollars as well. You know how much the Pentagon wasted on uniforms for soldiers in Afghanistan? $28 million. Now, I know that that is a drop in the bucket. But when I tell you how they wasted this money, it's LOL funny, but in a bitter kind of way. The Pentagon wasted this $28 million over the past decade buying uniforms for the Afghanistan Army with a woodland camouflage pattern appropriate for a just tiny fraction of Afghanistan. In other words, you think about Afghanistan, right? And I actually didn't know this, but think about Afghanistan, and it's mostly desert, right? Well, they have different kinds of camouflage. And so they have camouflage for if you're going to be in the desert versus, I guess, if you're going to be in the woods. Well, there's a very small part of Afghanistan that actually has this woodland area. Yet they went ahead and bought all of this camouflage uniforms for the soldiers there in Afghanistan that is appropriate for a woodland area instead of a desert area. How stupid is that? That is our government at work. You know why they did this? Do you know why they spent $28 million buying essentially inappropriate and ineffective camouflage for the soldiers there in Afghanistan? Because the Afghanistan defense minister thought that the woodland camouflage pattern was kind of cute, kind of good looking. He liked the way that it looked, as opposed to using it for its effectiveness and picking it for its effectiveness. The story goes, and this is from, by the way, this is from like Breitbart. This is from USA Today. The Afghanistan defense minister picked the pricey, privately owned forest color pattern over free camouflage schemes owned by the U.S. government. The scathing 17-page report notes that the forest that this guy was thinking about when he picked this woodland camouflage pattern only covers about 2.1% of Afghanistan's total land area. And he just liked the pattern. Had nothing to do with the usefulness or its effectiveness. He just liked the pattern. And so the inspector general, the guy, his name is John Sopko, the special inspector general that was looking into this, says this: "My concern is, what if the minister there in Afghanistan liked purple or liked pink? Are we going to buy pink uniforms for soldiers and not ask questions? That's insane. This is just simply stupid on its face. We wasted $28 million of taxpayer money in the name of fashion because the defense minister thought that the pattern was pretty. So what if he liked pink or chartreuse? Would we have done that?" Now, here's the other thing. We have, and this goes back to what the Special Inspector General was saying, he also picked a particular pattern that we didn't own. See, we have all kinds of camouflage patterns that the government itself, I guess, created and owns. But he picked a pattern that we had to literally buy. And so not only did we have to buy the camouflage pattern, but we also had to put that pattern on a whole bunch of uniforms. Now, for the record, this guy, this Special Inspector General, has scalded the Pentagon for squandering tens of millions of dollars of the $66 billion Congress has appropriated to train, equip, and house Afghan security forces. And so this came out earlier today, and Wednesday's installment on uniforms was particularly pungent, they say, noting that special tailoring, zippers instead of buttons, boosted the cost of the uniforms of already dubious value. Now, this is especially relevant today because, as we know, we're getting ready to send, 4,000 additional forces to Afghanistan? The Pentagon has spent nearly $93 million on uniforms since 2007. Switching to a camouflage pattern owned by the U.S. military could save taxpayers as much as $71 million over the next decade, the Inspector General found. But also, it's not appropriate for the kind of terrain that Afghanistan has. So can you imagine if you're one of these soldiers there in Afghanistan and they hand you kind of a mountainous kind of camouflage when you're looking around and you're like, well, wait a minute, I need desert camouflage. They're making it easier for ISIS to pick these guys out in the desert terrain. All for the sake of what this Afghanistan defense minister thought was pretty. I mean, it is rather stunning, is it not? The Pentagon, in its written response, did not quibble with the findings. Instead, in a letter saying the military acknowledged the need for a cost-benefit analysis to determine whether there is a more effective alternative, considering both operational, environment, and cost. Well, this has been going on for years, folks. So why has it taken so long for somebody to point this out? It wouldn't surprise me, by the way, if this has been pointed out since well before today's report. As you can imagine, reaction to this was pretty sharp and pretty swift, according to the story. Chuck Grassley coming out and saying, you'd think the Pentagon would have had a good handle on how to pick the right camouflage for uniforms, says Senator Chuck Grassley. Instead, the Defense Department gave up control of the purchase and spent an extra $28 million on the wrong pattern just because somebody in Afghanistan liked it. He says it's embarrassing and an affront to U.S. taxpayers. I feel affronted. Those who wasted money on the wrong camouflage uniforms seem to have lost sight of their common sense. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. The decision to buy the Woodland pattern uniform dates back to 2007. For the previous 5 years, Afghan soldiers had been issued a hodgepodge of uniforms donated from several nations. Well, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, it's what is effective for the terrain. I mean, you would think that that would be common sense, certainly for the Pentagon. I mean, the story goes on and on. I'm not going to continue on with this, only to say that just when you think our government can't look any more inept, a story like that comes out. It is 1:52 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.